Blog Talk Radio.
Red Reality Show, and tonight it's Maniac Monday. Let's kick it off with the music.
What's going on? I thought it was funny that you said maniac, or is it manic, or is it maniac? Because I'm feeling like a maniac today. I don't know about you.
What a weekend. We have some good feed talk. We got some good show talk. There's lots to talk about. But the chat room is filling up. So if you want to call in and talk to Big Brother, 347-237-5506.
Hey, it's Manic Monday. Today is July 16th, 2012, and you're tuned in to the Red Reality Show. I want to say hi to all the people filtering into the chat room out there. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'm going to be your co-host tonight, along with the giggling Mr. Paul from Minnesota over there. How are you tonight, Paul?
That's good. Was that your House Roden impression? Hey, House Roden.
Just a little hey. We also have our epic Manic Monday Portuguese princess, who will always tell it like it is with a little side of vino, the lovely Michelle Casta with us from Big Brother 10. How are you, Michelle?
Hey, Cherry, Paul. That's exactly what I was thinking. House Roden, the sequel. Terry, hey, House Roden. It sounded just like it. So props on that. That was pretty good.
Hey, what's up? How about a hello to some people in the chat room we haven't seen in a while, or even first timers?
We have some people filtering in. We have somebody that I haven't seen in the chat room before. We have where'd they go? I lost them now. We had a first timer that I just saw in there just a moment ago, and now I've lost them.
It's all right. They'll be found again.
Rhonda Wilbeck. There she is. A first timer.
Cherries are on these parts, don't we?
Rhonda Wilbeck. Welcome to Manic Monday.
And we've got a famous dish in the room, and a returning longtime friend of the Rad Reality Show, and often on the air with Ron. It's so good to see Deb Cakes.
Absolutely.
I love Debbie Cakes. I always want a bite of some dessert after I think about her. But what I'm excited about is, first off, it's Manic Mondays.
Maniac.
Welcome, everybody. Maniac, manic. I didn't know what it was, but I'm feeling like a maniac. Well, what's up, chat room? What's up, listeners? Guess what? We have a big show. Happy day after Big Brother Sunday night premiere. And I say premiere because it's the first of my Sunday. So everybody, I hope you loved. I know, creepy. I know, dumb cakes. Loved last night's show. Starting to get, like, you know, where I can start feeling somebody in the house, if you guys know what I'm talking about. Like, it takes a little bit. Don't you think, Cherry and Paul, like you got to grow on me like a slug. A slug's not going to just go on me, suck my blood, and maybe be like, oh, I like him.
Yeah.
So, before I state who I like, Mr. Paul, I'm going to go with you first, because I know you like to put yourself in the corner a lot, so I'm going to catch you while you're good. Who are your favorites? And you can. I'm going to give you a limit up to four. Okay, if you don't want to do four, that's fine. And who's your favorite mentor? Go.
Oh. You know what? I do have a lot of favorites going into the season. It is early, like you said. It takes a while before things are filtered out. But I have been kind of filtering out some. I have been going back and forth about who I would like to see evicted this week. I would like to see, Jerry, do you have a quicker answer than me?
I didn't ask who I wanted to get evicted. I asked who you like. So go ahead, Jerry. Go, girl.
Okay. Well, I kind of like Shane. He's on Britt's team. He's kind of laying back and just taking things in right now. He's letting the women come to him. He's out in the backyard working out. He's not complaining that he's on slop. He's just going with the flow right now. He's not trying to make any waves. He's just playing, you know, kind of not showing his hand right now. So I like Shane right now. Frank is funny. He gets along with everybody. I think he'd be a big threat. But I'm not a real big fan of Boogie and some of his tactics, so I don't know. I'm kind of going back and forth whether I'd like to see Frank or Kara stay in the house. If they got Dan out and got rid of Kara and Danielle, if they got rid of Kara, then Dan would only have one person left, Danielle. And Dan would be scrambling. He would flip and probably go with Boogie and work with Boogie, and that would make Boogie more powerful. But then probably everyone would be gunning for Dan and Danielle. And it drives me crazy that they have Dan and Danielle, Joe and JoJo, and Will and Willie. I mean, half
yeah,
the
right.
house has name issues in this house. It drives me crazy. But I think Will is another Will with one L. He is a lot of fun in the house, and I think they're going to go after him just because he sort of gets along with everybody. So my favorites right now are Shane, and Will, and I don't know. I kind of like Frank, but I don't like Boogie, so I don't know. What about
all
you?
All right, well, I love Willie. I love Will.
All
Yay.
The women say they love.
I love Willie because, honestly, first off, you all know that I am a huge Russell fan. He's a good friend of mine, and I have to stick with family. And seeing that would make Willie double family if you add Russell into it. I have to. No, I like Willie. I think, you know, I think nobody would judge him unless he had the title behind his back. So if, like, it was just cut out, I still think everybody would love him and girls, whatever. So I'm a big Willie fan, hands down. And I think everybody out there, too, in some weird way, is like, I like Willie, but they, like, want to hate him because of Russell if they're not a Russell fan. So if anybody out there agrees, thank you. Second off, I love Will. I think he's funny. I don't think he's ruffled any feathers. He's not playing hard. He's kind of being himself. And luckily for him, being himself in this cast is really playing out, because some of the cast is kind of quite boring. All right, I didn't say that. Anyway, I like JoJo. I know a lot of people don't, but I do like her. I really think that she's kind of stepped out of her, per se, floating position that she was in. I think the first day or two, I think she's kind of stepped herself out. So I like JoJo. I think she's going to make it far. But I do also think that she has a fiery attitude like me. And if she can't control it, it's going to come out at the wrong time. So she needs to control her anger. Like I said, she hasn't done it yet, but I know. She's a New Yorker, and she's fucking JoJo. And then I kind of like Frank. I'm like, you know, I think he's playing a little bit too hard. I hope he makes it. I think he will make it this week. I like Shane. I agree with you, Cherry. I like Shane. And let's see. So that would be my top four. So it would be Willie, Will, Shane, and JoJo. I love Janelle.
I love Janelle. Just
I love Janelle.
Before we go any further, Paul made a clip so that we can remind everyone in the chat room and everyone out there listening, we can remind everyone of who's in the house and who they are and what they're about. Can we go ahead and play this clip, Michelle?
Perfect timing.
Okay.
My name is Willie Hance. I'm from Vinton, Louisiana, and I'm a tanker.
I'm Kara Monaco. I'm originally from Orlando, Florida. I'm 29, and I'm a model.
I'm Danielle Murphy. I'm 23. I'm a nurse. I'm from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
I'm Jen Arroyo, and I am the singer and guitarist of the band Gen City and the former bass player of Kitty. And I am from Brooklyn, New York. I'm 37 years old, baby.
I'm JoJo Satafora. I'm from Staten Island, New York. I'm 26 years old, and I'm a promotional model.
I'm Will Heiser. I'm 24 years old. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm a freelance marketing consultant.
My name's Ashley Ayogo. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I now live in West Hollywood, California, and I own Bronzeque Mobile Airbrush Tanning.
I'm Ian Terry. I'm 21 years old. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I'm an engineering student.
My name is Jody Rollins. I am 42 years old. I'm a part-time server at a fine dining steakhouse, and I live in Calipatria, California.
I'm Shane Meany. I'm 26 years old. I'm from Bennington, Vermont, and I'm a house flipper.
My name's Frank Beauty. I'm 28 years old. Currently live in Naples, Florida, originally from Marion, Arkansas, currently unemployed, but a Big Brother super fan.
I'm Joe. I'm a professional chef. I do in-home catering.
So that's the house guest in Big Brother 14 that we're talking about today.
Yes. And, you know, I liked Ian, but Ian scared me. Did he not scare everybody else? Is he a weirdo?
Can I just say he
will be a BB weirdo.
When he was crawling around in his pink polka dot trunks by himself out there, climbing around under the furniture and stuff, I was tripping on him. I mean, who does that?
And I think it was Brittany or Janelle that said, he knows that he's on camera, but he doesn't think, like, come on now. He's like the uber, goober, duber, super, foober, mover, Big Brother fan. So, yeah, he obviously knows that this camera is. So, like, he was totally being a weirdo, and I liked him until he did that. It was stupid.
All right. Now, that actually came on before we saw the feeds and we heard them on the feeds talking about his weirdness. He seems to have learned his lesson and settled down a bit for doing those antics. I watched him in his preseason interview, and I thought, as many people had him as a favorite, he's kind of become a little disappointing to me and has a target on his back already. He did something amazing the other night, Michelle. I don't know if you heard this or caught it on the feed.
I did hear. He actually said, what, 1 to 13, all the Big Brother
in the order they
liberation.
Were evicted. Yeah.
That's pretty hot, though.
Yep. And,
I can see where Ashley wants him, but Ashley's a little bit off a rocker, too, so we'll talk about that in a couple. But
I have that article up.
I was struggling early on when you asked me because I like both Frank and Kara. I really do. I want them both to stay in. Everybody says I want Kara. I shouldn't say everybody. Some of the ladies I talk to. You just want her because she's the, you know, Playmate of the Year. But I think that she's got some game in her. And she is good to look at. But Frank, I really want to see how he plays the game. I am so afraid he's not falling classically into the play too hard, too fast person, first person.
Oh, you said
to
Willie?
Leave. No, Frank.
Okay. Sorry, I think
Frank, almost like Brian, you know, almost like several of these people that play too hard, too fast, that get kicked out early. He has been caught in somewhat of lies. I think if he stays and it changes three times every day, and Willie is really trying to establish an unshakable alliance with him, and I think he, being the head of household, is going to push for him to stay. I would like to see Frank play in the game, but the casualty is going to be Kara for that. I am still on the fence, but enjoying Ashley. I think she is ditzy, but she seems to have potential. She's got some societal problems in the way she looks at things, but she still is kind of an interesting person for me to watch. Did you guys hear the report about her lawsuit that's against her? It was in the New York Post.
I did. Charlie, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Okay. It's
a short article.
Yes, I do.
Cool, because I saved it too.
A Big Brother contestant who vowed never to boink on camera to win is accused of screwing her ex out of big bucks. So claims former S&M king Anthony Marini, who is suing his ex-flame Ashley Ioko in Manhattan Supreme Court for $820,000. She's a thief, charged Marini. Nobody understands what this girl is doing. Marini, 56, who is in the 1990s ran The Vault, a notorious bondage den in the Meatpacking District, cast a 26-year-old buxom blonde as the star of his first feature film in 2010. A few months into the shoot, the two began dating. But Ioko, after completing just 8 scenes for a trailer, bolted to California, causing a $700,000 investor to back out, Marini alleges. Ioko, a Pittsburgh native who operates a mobile spray tanning business in Hollywood, couldn't be reached for comment.
Mobile spray tanning? Are you done?
mobile spray tanning business in Hollywood.
Sorry, that was during the entrance in the house. Sorry, go ahead, Terry.
Yeah.
But she filed an answer to the complaint in which she denies the charges, including the claim that she and Marini had a binding contract. So she's denying everything, including this binding contract that he claims they had. But apparently she did do eight scenes for the trailer before she bolted to California and bought this mobile spray tanning business.
Now, that does creep me out to hear that, but one thing that creeps me out a little bit more is that she was actually had a 56-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously, like, she thinks that Ian's the best thing since sliced bread, and so I think she likes, like, the power. She likes the web that she weaves. And she's like a black widow. She likes to pounce on men. And so I think that's going to be her demise. I think she could definitely make it far in this game. But that is a very interesting article. And she may not want to win because if she does, the winnings probably will go to this lawsuit. But plenty of lawsuits have come along this Big Brother year so far, and we're interested to see more things that come out. I'm interested to see also and how Frank gets out of his little playing hard. You know, it's funny that you said that with the Brian thing, but with Will, it's like you are the deceit. Like you're playing hard. Don't play yourself. And if you can play yourself out of it, which Brian, he did kind of play himself out of it, but we caught on. Let's see if anybody else in the house catches on.
Right.
I'm so shocked. And I'm going to say it right now. We're going to have a lot of people be joining us Manic Mondays to talk about this year. We're going to have Enzo, who's coming on next week. We're having Evil Dick. Yeah, pretty excited. Enzo will be on next week, you guys. Evil Dick will be coming on in about 3 or 4 weeks. We have Lawan coming back as usual. We're going to have a lot of people coming back. But what I'm like kind of, you know, a little shocked about, and everybody out there, I want your input, is what was Dan thinking? I mean, I don't believe in, like, picking, like, guys, girls, Dan. But don't you think he should have picked at least one fucking guy? One guy.
Yes. And like, what's his new wifey at home thinking about him having this, you know, only beautiful girls team?
Playmate. You know, Southern Belle.
I mean,
I thought the same thing initially, Sherry. And I got to add this, last night when I was watching the feeds, Dan was kind of talking to himself on camera. He is saying, I have really no clue. I'm used to coaching boys. I have no clue how to, you know, coach these women. And, you know, why? That adds to it.
Well,
why?
Maybe Dan rode a few coattails during my season. I won't mention any names. Maybe so maybe when it came to a real game, you know, he realized that he really didn't have much. So maybe he can control women, but he didn't realize that just because he had a team of women doesn't mean he can control the house. But, you know, it's like, what the fuck,
I think
Dan?
Rhonda,
like,
in the chat room just nailed the head on the whole topic right now.
On the head.
Please, throw it on there.
She says, I think Dan thought he could control the girls better than the guys. Ding, ding,
well,
ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Yeah, but guess what? Guess what? He doesn't have control of what other teams are doing. So I think I'm a huge right now Janelle fan. I love Boogie. So I personally think that Janelle is the perfect person sitting in the house right now. Why? Because first off, Janelle is smart enough to know that Dan needs to get out. Janelle is smart enough to team up with Brittany because Brittany loves Janelle. Janelle also knows that Brittany wouldn't team up with Dan and wouldn't team up with probably Boogie with what happened her last season. But I think Janelle is also in cahoots with Boogie. Boogie is trying to get himself. I do. I think Boogie is in connects with Janelle, and he's trying to get Dan. That's why he's trying to keep Dan as much as possible, because that's his only leverage. But I think he knows he has Janelle. I honestly think that Boogie even knew, saying that, okay, we need to get Dan out. That's the only way that he was going to get Janelle somewhat in his pocket, even though quite not in it fully, he's got her tucked in halfway. And so Janelle's probably like, you know what, okay, I have Brittany, I can get Boogie out of Dan, I can get Boogie before Dan ever. And Boogie knows that he can get Janelle over Brittany, but he can get Dan definitely.
I could not disagree with you more from everything I've seen. Janelle does not want to team up with Boogie. She has over and over again said how much she has disliked him. She is trashing
him. I think it's all camera talk. I really do.
All right.
I think it's
all
a play.
I do know that.
I think it's a play. And if anybody else disagrees with me, I think she is exactly where she wants to be, sitting pretty, because I really think she definitely has talked to him. Like, she does not have a grudge for this many years. She has more of a connection than she will with Brittany or Dan by far.
All right.
We have one of our long-time Big Brother watchers on the switchboard, and I know she has something to say about Big Brother. Let's bring her up and see what she has to say.
Indeed.
Hi.
Big Brother. Anne-Marie.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Michelle.
You?
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Janelle. Hey, I'm Mr. Janelle. Hey, Anne-Marie.
Hi. I don't know. She's been saying a lot about Boogie and telling him all these stories, Michelle. So I don't know. She's really putting him down. Because if you watch those feeds 24/7, she never says anything nice about him. But I want to know, what do you think about how the house is playing so fast? And Willie Hands, I every time I look at him, I just see Russell, Russell, Russell. And secondly, what do you think about them saying that they're going to be part of the game, that they're not going to be coaching? And I'm having trouble with this illness. So if you can answer that, what do you guys think about that?
I think that Janelle is being smart. She's not going to let people know. I really honestly think that Janelle and Boogie have been friends before them being even on the show. Not that they combined together and were like, hey, let's do this if we ever get on. I think that, you know, they have an understanding, not saying that they, like, made a pact, but they have an understanding. That's what I think, number one. Number two,
how do you think the players are going to take it? How do you think the players are going to take it?
Well, I think they're playing hard. It's kind of like they kind of have a little push, you know. Every season that's always had some players come back, always have that extra push, even though my season, Big Brother 10, we kind of walked in the house and yelled at each other. But it helps having other people in the house that were in the house already. They cause the drama. So I don't quite think that they're really playing it to the max. You know, when you involve teams together and they're voting together, it kind of is already, it's already kind of put on the table that there's going to be fighting around because there's teams, and then within the teams they're trying to make their own alliances so they don't get voted,
I agree with you, Michelle. I think there are things that fire them up early on like this, and the teams part is certainly one of them. Having mentors is certainly one of them as well. So I think it's just natural that they do a lot of strategy. Plus, you've got a couple of people that are really working to stay in the game. And, you know, I think the teams is especially that part of it.
Well, I also think that, like, revenge is sweet, you know? So kind of keep your friends close and your enemies closer. In retrospect, like, you know, maybe you shouldn't dismiss the person that you least want in the house. Maybe you can use them and then chew them up and spit them the fuck out and show them who the fuck is boss. Show them that, you know what, you could have screwed me the fuck over in All Stars or whenever, but I'm going to use you and I'm going to abuse you. And then I'm going to show you your true colors while you watch me wave you out the door.
Michelle, are you getting a kick out of Ian?
Well, Ian's a nutbag. I mean,
he's a cutie. I mean, he's so funny when he sees the girls and he's acting, you know, he's putting his arms up. He's like a little kid.
You know, I think that it's a good thing because I'll be honest, I can't watch the feeds. It's a personal thing. I haven't watched the feeds yet this year. For me, I like it because I think it keeps the proud feeders, the Big Brother fans, the people that keep it all alive, it entertains them. And even though some people don't like it or find it confusing, they like to see that. They can like it, they can't, but they still will watch it. And they're probably really thankful there's something going on. So I appreciate that. That they actually, that, you know, it's, he's obviously a nutbag. God bless him.
Oh, he's just young, I think.
You know, I mean, the best thing he said in the House of Fire is, I was 10 years old when I watched you, Boogie. I mean, that's like the best thing ever. Think about it. He's living in like, kind of like his Never Never Land. You know?
Yeah, he's very cute.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be, I would rather have somebody be like that than not know anything about Big Brother and get picked off the streets because of their look or whatever, or they set a category and they have nothing. They don't even know what a Power Veto is.
Right.
Or they, you know, like they walk into a house like last year and some people didn't even know who Evil Dick was. Not to say anything about them, but I'm just saying, like, you're walking in the Big Brother house. Like, it's awesome. And, you know, I'm going to go off a little bit. I'm going to get back to the topic. But, like, tonight we're giving away. I'm so excited. John Crocker is amazing. We're going to be giving away in a contest Dan's overall outfit that he wore during the veto competition. If you guys remember it, it was the flower where they wore a flower outfit. They sat in the pot and they were actually tortured by water. And the thing is like, you got to appreciate, like, some people like, oh my God, who cares? Or, I don't understand, whatever. Hello? Like, he wore it during a veto competition. So if you're a Big Brother fan, you appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And I think that he himself is, like, living in, like, a surreal moment right now. So he's, like, bugging.
This is his overalls outfit. Is that the same one you're thinking of?
I'm sorry?
The overalls outfit? Is that the same one you're thinking of?
Oh, I know what that is.
Are you talking to me, Cherry?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I didn't hear the first part.
It's overalls, and it's got a gardening glove and a couple of...
Yeah, the hat.
Yeah. I don't think the hat's with it, but it's got a gardening glove, overalls, and I think
Yeah, that was for the veto competition.
Yeah.
For my
yeah.
season, yeah.
Yeah.
We're giving that away tonight, right, Cherry?
Correct.
But...
Yeah.
Okay, guys. I'll talk to you later. Everyone have a good night.
Anne-Marie, if you want to try to be part of that contest, can you make sure you call back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't know if I could stay on. Yeah, I'll call back.
No. You don't have to stay on. Just call back when we tell you to, okay, doll?
Okay, hon.
Thanks so much, Anne-Marie.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, so Big Brother, so far, it's been interesting. Let me talk a little bit first about zinging. I have been zinging for ZingTube, so every episode during, if you go to at ZingTube, just register with them. You can follow me, Evil Dick, June, James Vine, Lawan, and Michelle Noonan. And you can follow our thoughts, what we think, everything. And let me tell you, we have all different opinions, and it's lovely. So I hope you guys definitely watch that. And guess what? After tonight's show, I will be on Evil Dick's recap show, and it's going to be me and Jesse and Hayden and Enzo and possibly Wayne, but definitely it's going to be me, Jesse, Enzo and Hayden, and we all have our aspects and our views on what's going on because we each have a mentor, I guess, in the house. So, but, you know, I'm going to be honest. Everybody asked me what I think about Dan, and because I was a huge part in Big Brother 10, Dan was a huge part in making As Far As You Did, huge part in getting me out Russian roulette veto. Do I wish to be a part of eliminating his team this year? Absolutely. Would it be lovely for me to pull a Russian roulette veto, HOH, whatever kind of competition? It would be fabulous. I think everybody out there in the chat room, can I get a flipping amen? Wouldn't that be good TV? But I'm going to tell you, I'm shocked and appalled on Dan's picks. And you know, I think we've basically gave our thoughts about it. Paul, you know, I don't know quite if you talked about your mentor thoughts, but what do you think on the whole mentor?
Listen, Janelle has been my favorite Minnesota gal. I mean, even beyond that, she certainly was from is from Minnesota, but has been my favorite Big Brother player for the longest time. So there is no competition who my favorite mentor is. And by the way, I was going to mention this on the feeds. Boogie did contact both Janelle and Dan prior to this season starting to see if they wanted to get in an alliance when they had already known that they were likely getting on the show. So there was some talk ahead of time. I don't know if you heard that part, Michelle.
Well, like I said, I'm not.
No.
I sometimes make opinions and then I make statements. And all I say is I feel like Janelle keeps her friends close and her enemies closer. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like she and Boogie contacted each other beforehand. So when people say, oh, on the feed, this and that, we all know that shit happens behind closed doors. Right, Paul?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's not why I brought it up, but I still disagree with you on that. I will gladly say
I'm
sorry.
Why did you
bring
it up? What's the point? Tell me.
No. I wasn't bringing it up suggesting that.
Thought you heard something or whatever.
No, I brought it up just to point out that this is something that happened beforehand. I wasn't saying that with the phone call she agreed to do it. I'm just saying that she mentioned that there was a phone call ahead of time.
There you go. There was communication. So you never know how that went. Could have gone good, bad, ugly, or they could have gone.
What I do want to bring up as far as a new topic that we haven't talked about, I feel so badly for Jody. Only was in the house for 6 hours, didn't even stay overnight. I think that was the worst thing Big Brother has done over the years. That just was awful.
It was definitely because, like, they don't even show her picture up on the, like, up with the cast. Like, if you go on CBS, because I had to go on there to watch last week, because my cable company sucks. They don't even, like, have her on there. I was like, ugh. Bummer. Like, you know, I think Dan fucked her over, too. You know? Like, just like I said, I don't know why he picked that team. It's not like he picked last or whatever. He had the choice to pick first a couple times because of the way that the voting went. So I don't know. Once again, yeah. Dan, as we called it in my season, the mole, America's player, whatever, he strikes again. I feel like there's like a sign in the sky with a D in it. It's like, you know, Batman, but it's like Super Dan. I don't know.
All right. Now, that's Jody. We haven't really talked about Joe, but we have to bring him up because of his DRs last night. Oh, my God. Quit shouting.
Joe? Are you talking about Joe?
The chef Joe.
Yeah. Ugh.
That shouting in the DR.
I don't even care about him. I'm like, ugh, forget about him.
Oh, you should have seen what he prepared for the date between Ashley and Ian last night. They're on their have-nots, and it was just – did you see that spread they presented? Both Kara and Will were the waiters, and it was cute. But what he prepared just looked like fine dining, and they're on slop. Did you see that, Sherry?
Yeah, I did. I mean, it was some sort of banana cake made out of slop. And I always said that if he could work magic with slop, they may keep him around for a while. And it looks like he may be working some magic with slop. Now, his personality doesn't seem to be carrying him very far. and he's not gaining a lot of points with, you know, his social skills, but his culinary skills seem to be impressing at least me. I don't know about anybody in the Big Brother house, but when I saw what he was doing in the house, I know if I was in that house, I wouldn't be kicking Joe out.
No. Did you see the chocolate latte?
Yes.
Frozen? And, I mean, these are people, I was watching and I go, oh, wait a minute, they're on slop. Look at this stuff.
If I was on slop and I had somebody serving me something like that, after seeing what people on slop have been forced to eat in the past, I would be loving Chef Joe right now.
See, I wouldn't be falling for it because I was never on slop. So would not fool me. And I would hope that his little slop ways doesn't fool anybody else, because that would be Rennie for my season. Boy, could she cook, and I hope everybody checked out her video, her cooking video. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Wasn't it hilarious? You guys see, Charlie, did you see Rennie's cooking video?
Yes.
Can I just squeeze her to pieces, please?
I love her.
Yeah. But
her and I share the same
if you guys want to go see that, go on YouTube, look up Rennie. It's just flipping hilarious. Rennie cooks a meal, put that up. But guess what? That only goes so far. People cooking, people cleaning in. It's still early. You know, I think that a lot of the mentors think they have it in the bag, but I think we're going to see, like, side alliances coming out soon with, like Willie and Frank. We're going to see if Frank makes it through. I think he will. Who do you think's leaving? Who do you think, Stephen Jari? I'm hoping Dan's team leaves. One left for Dan.
I hope so, too. And I believe we have guest for tonight on the switchboard.
Don't
your
even tell me, because I'm going to flip you out with
Mr. LaJuan, La Wonderful, how are you?
Hi, my love. How are you? I just love you all. I do. You all just make my Monday so bright.
Well, first off, I just like to make a flippin' entrance for Mr. LaJuan. It is, guess what, folks? BB13, the one that can tell us exactly what's the deal. He has the freshest mindset. He is one of the most favorite past BB13 house guests. The one, the only, Mr. LaWonderful. Thank you for joining us. Baby cakes, boo boo doo boo. I just want to squeeze you, I want to flip you, rub you up, just rub you down. Oh no. How are you, boo boo?
I'm fine, boo boo. I miss you, my love.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Not as much as we miss you over here. Tell us everything, spill the beanos.
I want to hear a lot about
your Big Brother
14
real quick.
Huh?
I said, can we just, have we been discussing Big Brother already? Did I miss something?
Yeah, we have.
Just get involved. You'll fit right in, boo boo.
Okay, this is my opinion. Yeah.
No, I was going to say we never tire talking Big Brother, even if we've already brought the subjects up. But at some point, I would love to hear what your experience was like at the premiere party with Pepsi Rich. I don't know what order you wanted to accept that.
First of all, I love him. I love
him. Love
him
to be
good. Oh, he made me feel so welcome, and I just had such a good time. I really did. I mean, he was so welcoming, and I mean, I had a ball. It was like, I can't even describe it. Like at a family reunion type of environment. It was nice. It was very nice.
Oh, good, babe. I'm glad you had a good time.
Okay, but let me just tell you my thoughts as I'm thinking of it, because my mind is just racing. Now, I have to admit, I did feel like you did, Michelle. When it first came on, I felt like, what in the world? What are they doing in my house? I did. I felt very violated. I have to admit, I felt very violated. And, I mean, things happen so quickly the first night that I guess it does happen like that when we were in the house, so it really didn't seem like that. But, I mean, can we just talk about Jody real fast? Because I just cannot believe I was making a drink. I don't even lie. I'm sipping, and I'm saying, oh, well, yeah, they're ready. One concert's going to be gone. They did the competition. Woo, woo, woo. I look up, and she's waving to them and hugging them, telling them goodbye. I was like, whoa. I mean, expect that expect, of course. But it just felt like, to me, the first night went fast, just to me. It just went so fast. And I don't know, but the first night, I have to admit, I didn't gravitate to the characters too well because I just didn't get that, like, instant, like, personality and I can get to know you type of thing. I didn't really get that with them the first night, but then when I started watching the feed, I started kind of, getting to know their personalities. But I don't know. It's just like right now it's really early in the game for me to pick a favorite or who I like. But I will say that Ian character is funny to me. He is strange. But
strange.
I have to say, I have this gut feeling that they're underestimating him. I know that he did all the name and all the house guests and all that, but I think that's part of his game. And I just think that I would watch him. That's just me.
Well, who are you? Some of your like favorites? Name, so Ian's one, but is there a couple that you like too? Who are you feeling?
I'm be honest with you. I'm kind of like a Frank because Frank he's playing the game to me. He has personality, first of all. Everybody likes him. And he has them all confused, they don't know if they should keep him, if they should not keep him. But he's using his personality. And number one, I feel like he's a good competitor.
Okay, so some people are saying he's playing too hard, but at the same time, it's like, for me, I'm like, well, at least he's playing.
Thank you.
If you're going
point.
To leave the house without playing, then people will be like, he just left the house
Thank
and he didn't play.
Right,
but
right.
if he plays too
I mean,
hard, oh,
playing.
He played too hard. I'd rather play too hard right. than not play at all.
Me too. I think he's playing. I think he is playing hard, but I like that. The fact that I think he's the most, I think to me, like from what I see and what sometimes I see on the feed, I mean, everybody's gravitating to him. They like him. So, I mean, he's one of my favorites. And I like, it's something about Ian that's really, like, I would have him around for a while because I think they're underestimating him. I really do. I just think that he's doing all that crazy stuff for attention. Okay, whatever. But people don't realize we're in that house all day long. Now, for somebody like him to be doing crazy stuff like that, he would capture my attention. And I'd be like, what's the deal with you for real, Ian? Because I just think that he's doing that. I think it's part of his game. I do. That's just me.
Yeah, well, you didn't hear, but I'll tell you who I like, who are some of my favorites, okay? So,
okay.
I like Will, I like Willie, I like JoJo, and I like Shane. I liked Ian until his past debacle.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Maybe I haven't saw what you've seen or whatever, but I haven't gotten into Shane yet. I really don't know anything about him. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't gotten into him yet. I have to admit, I haven't gotten into him yet.
Well, you know what? I think it's still early, though. Don't you agree? Like, I tell people, I don't know because I honestly can't say I have four favorite people. Like, I can't say those four are my favorite. Those are the four that I'm like, watching because it's hard to get through me. And then at the same time, I'm still like, what is this mentor thing about? I honestly, deep down inside, don't think that it's going to continue as a mentor thing.
Well, you know what?
Somebody asked me yesterday if I will bet $100 on who I think is going to win on Big Brother right now, and I said no. And they said, well, why do you want to be cheap? I said, I'm not being cheap. I just don't think in a few weeks there's going to be the same house guest name.
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
I think that the mentors, depending on where they get in their team, will be allowed back in the house. That's just what I think, people. Let's start a rumor now.
okay? I don't care what people say. I said, that's just what I think. So, we don't know if these mentors will find out that they're setting themselves up for a perfect alignment in the house, because that could change everything, don't you think, Lawan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it could change everything. And, like, I know for a fact, like you, being in the house, there's going to be some changes real quick, twist and all that, because it's too early in the game right now. And like you said, I just think it's going to be something with the mentors that they're going to break off. The teams are going to be different. I just don't think it's going to be a team. It's not going to be a team mentor coaching type of game before the half season. I just don't think that. Big Brother's not going to do that. It's just too simple. You know, I just feel like it's going to be a different twist. It's going to change drastically.
Yeah.
But I will say I do like Will. I like Will because, number one, he just seems like he's laid back and he's trying to dissect the game, and he's really trying to play it, you know, the way that he feels that it's going to be good, beneficial for him. But also what I do like about him as well, I can tell in his mind and his thought process, he does not want to come across as his brother, and I like that about him. Because
you know what?
He doesn't fall in his footsteps, and I like that he wants to build his own character. And people are like, oh, my gosh, you shouldn't have told me that he was Russell Hanson's brother. Well, you know what? 9 times out of 10, they would have found out eventually. So it was good that he was honest, that he did tell them off the top, so they could at least throughout the game, if he continues to stay in the game, that they could say, oh, we can trust him. Look, he said that, you know, he was Russell Hanson's brother, but it is the truth. So I like the way that he is trying to play the game the way that is best for him, and not play it like he would think that America wants him to play.
Absolutely. You know what, Lawan perfectly said. Play the game, because at this point, if you do not play,
there's
no room for floaters. Because if these coaches
come back,
your floating is done.
Yeah.
So perfect.
You
people
know
say Frank is playing huge. Guess what? He might be playing exactly the way he should be without even knowing, because you need to play hardcore. It's hardcore, nothing right now.
Right.
Do you think Lawan would mind staying with us while we play a little game?
No, go ahead. I'm fine.
Ooh, Lawan loves games. Oh, my God, Lawan, you don't even know. We have a crazy game going on tonight that you aren't even going to imagine. Cherry, can you tell Mr. Lawan and everybody out there listening the game of the evening?
Well, I think most people know that Mr. John Cracker has the biggest Big Brother collection ever, and he has come on board with the Rad Reality Show in Manic Monday to share some of his collection with the listeners of Manic Monday. And tonight he is offering up Dan Giesling's overall outfit from Big Brother 10's veto competition. And this consists of an overall outfit and a gardening glove and a couple of really nice handkerchiefs, or they're sort of like they're great big handkerchiefs. We need to have people, we need to think of a Big Brother season 10 question. Michelle,
okay.
If
well,
you
I guess it would be up to me. Oh my God.
And we're
going
to have people.
And you're saying they're
going to
win? Wait, Cherry, you're saying they're going to win the outfit that Dan wore. I believe it was the third veto competition. It was the flower water torture veto competition, where he wore the overalls and like the straw hat and all that shit. Are you seeing that?
I don't think the straw hat comes along with it, but the overall outfit.
It was that competition. OMG.
Right.
Michelle, hold on a second. Cherry, can you, so we have some time for people to respond, can you kind of set up how this is going to work?
Okay. We're going to have people call in, and Michelle's going to ask the question. and we're going to...
Okay, wait. Cherry, so is this going to be, like, do we... How many players can we have? First,
we're
going to
take the first four callers.
Okay.
So is it going to be a question of, like, who gets it the closest, like, true or false, A, B, or C, like, because I didn't even know this was happening, so what are we going to do with four people calling in?
Hey, Cherry, should we've in the past, we put people into the screening room and let them answer a series of questions, whoever gets the most right, or what do you want to do?
Do you want to do, like, three questions to each, the same questions to four players?
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Okay, cool. Luan, are you down to, like, help me out here?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Okay, so all we need is people to call in then, right? 347-237-5506. You guys, it's to win Dan that's on the season, a mentor, overalls. That's just, like, huge. Right there.
So,
because I know Luan knows what I'm talking about, and I know what I'm talking about. When we wear those outfits, like, it's like, there's like,
there's like
halos and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's history, baby. You're part of history. I mean, you wore something that no one would ever wear, no one but you on that season, and no one can, I mean, that's you.
Ever take that away. Could ever take that moment away. So,
we need four callers to call in to win this amazing, amazing prize. So,
while we're waiting for callers, Luan, can you just quickly just maybe give a little promo for you and me? We are fellow partners. And this lovely website called ZingTube. Can you just give a quick maybe ad about it so people can know and know where to follow us?
You can follow us on ZingTube.com. It is like the best interaction of past house guests of Big Brother. And we're just, you know, discussing what's going on the episodes of Big Brother 14. We're giving our comments. You can comment with us. We can talk to you. It's very interactive. And so just come on and join the fun, and you can zing with us on ZingTube.
Zing. And that would be what? Every live show, correct?
It's every live show. Every live show.
So every live show, you can actually zing. They need to sign up to Zing with Mr. LaWonderful, like I said, myself, James Vine, Michelle Noonan, June Song, and Evil Dick, you guys. And we all have our own opinions. We all have experience with either being in the house, past house guests, whatever.
Right.
So it's awesome. We're zinging live, by the way.
We're zinging live on each coast, and you can talk to all of us. And I mean, it's fun. I mean, and it's our own honest opinions. I mean, you know, it is what it is, but you know, it's our own honest opinions. And just come and enjoy the fun. Enjoy zinging with us in our Zing world of Zing.com.
That's right. Thank you so much, because we definitely had to make sure we plug that. So, Cherry, how many players do we have for the game? Even if we don't have four, let's just get it going, because we know that Mr. Fabulous, Wonderful Mr. Crocker needs to get going. So how many callers do we have, and let's get this going?
One.
One.
I can't believe that more people are not calling in for this prize. I want to call in, but I...
Wait, to win the overalls is one person? Oh, hell no. Guess what? We're going to give it away. Okay. So, we're going to put in our back hold until people call in.
Hold on. Who's this here? Okay, if you want to play, I see a new number on there from Florida, if you want to play 772, push the 1 on your phone. Push 1 now. Let me know if you're wanting to play. Here we're starting to get some callers.
Now we've got some callers.
Anne-Marie's calling back.
Okay,
all right, well, let's pick up some callers and let's get this going, because guess what? I will take the prize. I will run around in my unitard and overall fit. Go play.
Okay. We've got three callers up now.
No more callers. Good for you guys that came up. We've got three callers. We've got one from Florida. I didn't screen, so we're gonna have to. You're gonna have to introduce yourself when you come on. But bring them on up, Jerry. Introduce our contestants.
Okay, we have got Barb. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Dreamer.
Yep.
Anne Marie.
Hi.
Thank you. And 772 from Florida. Who are you?
Hey, I'm Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for answering.
You are in our contest for Dan Giesling's overall.
Period.
his overall set, I'll call it, from the competition and Big Brother 10. So, we are to have...
I'm sorry, Cherry, just out of curiosity, first of all, Barb on the line in the chat is Minnesota MN Dreamer. Anne-Marie is Tank Gage. And Caitlin, are you in the chat?
I am not in the chat.
Ooh, that's even hotter. We like that. Like that. She's a newbie. She's popping that cherry.
I'm loving every
minute of it, girl. Aren't you? You are. Tell us a little bit about yourself, seeing that you're a newbie.
Me?
Yes.
I'm talking to you, girlfriend.
I'm Caitlin. I go to University of Central Florida, and I love Big Brother.
You know what?
And we love you,
That's
too.
The best thing that you could say, and absolutely what Lawan said. We love you. Thank you so much. Are you new to chat? So, like, is this something new to you? Because it seems like you're a little kind of...
It's completely new. Like, I've been watching Big Brother since, I think, All Stars. And I've never, like, gone online to, like, do anything. But this is, like, my first season, like, finding all of these things.
It's fun.
Well, great.
Yeah.
We hope you'll be
all
back
right.
And be a regular to the Rad Reality Show on the Manic Mondays.
Yes,
Michelle Costa.
All right, here's for you, Caitlin.
Caitlin, you don't even know what you got yourself into, girlfriend. Trap the seatbelt in. Lock it and load. Because here we go. We're going to the contest. Do we have any music, girls? Lovely.
Okay.
So this
now,
is what we're going to
do. Go ahead. I was just going to say that.
Go for it, because I think you're on the same boat as I am.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to put each of you into the screening room, which means you will not hear anything while Michelle asks the question. Once that person has answered the questions, they will go into the screening room. So... we'll go one by one like that. Does that make sense to everybody? How about
you,
Barb? Does that make sense?
Yep.
Anne-Marie?
Yep.
Okay, and Kate, you understand?
Yes.
Okay, so
alrighty.
Each of you are going to have some time where you're not going to hear anything, but you just need to hang with us. So we're going to take the calls as you called in. So Barb called in first, Anne-Marie called in second, and Caitlin called in third. Barb, you're going to get to answer the questions first. So, Anne-Marie and Caitlin, we're going to put you in the screening room now.
I'll do the screening room, okay, Cherry?
Okay.
Are you ready, babe?
I'm ready.
Okay,
right.
Hold on. Let us
hold
put
on,
them in the screening room. That's not... Okay, there you go. And they're both in the screening room now, so you can ask Barb the questions.
Okay. So who do we have on, Barb?
Yep.
Yes.
Hey, Barb. I want Lawan. Say what's up, Barb.
Hey, Barb. How are you, boo?
Oh, I'm feeling intensified now that you're here.
See, I knew it. I knew it would be a release, and Barb could think level-headed after she talked to you. Barb,
do I get a bonus question for knowing that that was the Gong Show theme?
No, but you do get a invincible hug from me, and I just want to say love you and adore you and thank you for listening. And are you ready to win a big, huge piece of Big Brother history that has to do with my season? Are you as super excited as I am?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm going to ask you three questions. I haven't even talked about this with Cherry. Nobody knows this. I'm going to ask you three questions. They're going to be true or false.
Okay?
And I'm going to ask everybody else the same question. If it comes down to a tiebreaker, Luan, he doesn't even know this yet, so Luan, think of something. He will be the tiebreaker, true or false. Luan, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, think about something. Okay. All right. So my first question is,
hey, I just want to say
Go ahead, Paul. We were waiting for you to interrupt, so go ahead.
I want to make sure to tell, I have to tell the chat room, please, please do not put answers in there for those that are watching, that are in the game, that are watching the chat room. That would be unfair. Don't do it.
I took down the site, so I won't be seeing it.
Oh, my God, you're so honest. We love it.
We love it.
You got brownie points. Are you ready?
Cool. Yes. Right.
First question is, when Dan asked for one of the past either house guests that was in the jury house or he chose one of the house guests in the house, he took them on a helicopter ride to the Canary Islands. Is that true or false?
That's false. He took them on a helicopter ride, but it wasn't the Canary Islands.
What?
And I know
you can get extra points.
He went with you. He took you.
Took me where?
Well, it was to an island, and you had dinner.
Okay.
But the exact, I think it's, it's right off of L.A. that you take the ferry out to. And I can't think of the name of the island right now.
Okay. Well, Paul, is there something you want to say?
I'm feeling badly for those that are in silence in the screening room. So
oh, my God, they're dying inside. Do I want to say it? Or do I want to just say that she's right?
Well, if you're going to throw out bonus points,
I'm not going to say it. Okay, you're right.
Woo-hoo.
That's true. Okay, so you're right already. So you got 1 point. Okay, second true and false. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, I was in the Big Brother house for exactly 33 days. That's a true statement. Do you think that's true or false?
I think it's false. I think you were in there longer.
Okay. Well, you are right. So you have two true answers. It was longer than 33 days. I'm not going to say the exact date, or I should say how many days, because you never know. We could use that at the end. Okay. And my third question for you, and you're doing really good, so keep it up. Are you guys all ready? Okay. The cereal that I got for my HOH was Fruity Pebbles. Is that true or false?
Oh, no, I don't remember. I'm going to say true.
Did you say true? Oof.
Yeah, I can't
remember. You obviously didn't watch me very good, but... You are correct.
Yes.
All right. Well, you have 3 out of 0 right. So far, girl, you are in that lead, but that doesn't mean anything.
Nope.
Okay.
Not with the tie question.
We're going to put you. Do we have to put her in hiding or
sequestration?
What do we do? Yes. Let's put her into hiding.
She can go back in the
training
room.
Okay.
Okay, and we're going to bring up Anne-Marie.
Okay. Let me know when
Anne-Marie.
Hello.
Anne-Marie.
Yes, dear.
All right, I'm going to ask you the same exact questions that I asked last.
Okay.
I want you to answer true or false. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. So, in my season, Dan actually had the choice to pick a jury member or a house guest inside the Big Brother house to go on a trip and be taken in a helicopter to an island, and he actually took somebody to the Canary Islands. Is that true or false?
He took you. I thought it was to Mexico, though, to a Mexican island.
So is your
he went and chose you. He wanted to slay you. Yeah,
no,
he got you.
What's okay? So you're saying he took him to the Canary Islands?
No, he took you to Mexico. I thought it was Mexico.
Okay, Anne-Marie, you are so wrong.
Oh, he didn't.
It was not to Mexico.
Oh.
Okay. So you have one. No, it's okay. You have two other questions to answer. Don't worry about it. You don't know how the other person answered or the person after you will answer, okay?
Okay.
You got one wrong. Okay. Next question. Are you ready, Anne-Marie?
Yeah.
Okay. I was in the house for 33 days.
I think you were in there longer. That's too short. You were in there. I'd say longer. You want me to guess?
Yeah. No, you have to say true or false.
Oh, it's false. False.
I like that.
Okay. False.
Okay. So you say false?
False.
All right. Well, that is false. Lawan, are you on right now?
Yes.
You know what the third question is, right? I want you to be a part of this. Can you ask Anne-Marie what the third question is?
I don't know.
On her season, in Michelle's HOH basket, true or false, her cereal of choice was Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, I don't remember. False. I don't
want to answer the question.
You're wrong, my love.
Oh, sorry.
So, but you're doing good, Emery. You have one right. You don't even know if the other person got anything right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold in. Just wait up. You got one right. That's better than getting nothing.
That's right.
I want to start questioning if you watch my season, but that's okay.
I did watch your season.
All right. I love you. Even though you're from my area, you should know everything. All right. Emery, we're going to put you in the holding room of Manic Mondays, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be
right
back. Okay. And now we're going to bring up Caitlin.
Oh, Caitlin.
Hello.
I'm going to pop
Caitlin.
The shit out of your cherry, girl.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Are you super excited right now?
I am very excited.
Caitlin.
All right. We're going to have... Go ahead, Cherry. What
before,
are you going to say?
Before Michelle goes on... The gentleman who is sharing all this wonderful Big Brother memorabilia asked me to tell you that he is going to give you a Big Brother 10 hat just for being a new caller on the show today.
Ooh.
Oh,
he's
awesome.
Going to send you a Big Brother Season 10 hat.
Don't get all cocky, girl.
All right. I'll try to stay grounded.
All right. Now, before we go, I normally don't do this, but I want to talk just a couple of minutes with you. Are you a huge Big Brother fan? How long have you been watching it?
I started watching All Stars, and then I actually went back and watched all the seasons on YouTube. And, it's like the highlight of my summer.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you, you don't have to say... You know, who your favorite was, but did you watch Big Brother 10?
I did.
And did you love it?
It's my favorite Big Brother, definitely. Because there were so many characters on there, and, like, It was awesome. Like, especially, like, they had Jerry, who's, like, super old, and it was great. It was very entertaining.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll say this. I don't know you. Do I know you?
No, you don't.
Oh, so good answer. And Luan loves you. I already know.
I love Luan. And you. I love you, Michelle.
Oh, girl.
I was rooting for you.
Thank you. All right. No, I'm not. I'm being biased here. Okay. Are you ready for the first question? These are true or false. You're going to get three questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. My first question is, Dan had a choice to take either a member of the jury or somebody in the house of Big Brother on a helicopter ride to the Canary Islands. Is that true or false?
Yeah, he definitely went on a helicopter. Didn't he bring you on the helicopter ride? Yeah.
To the Canary Islands? Is that true?
Oh, I don't know where. I'll just say true because I don't know where else you would go.
All right. Well, I'm going to say, really, I'm sad about this, but right now you are wrong. But that's okay.
Oh.
Because you don't know what the other people answered. He did take me on a helicopter ride, but it was to some island. I can't state until we know the end because it could be part of the tiebreaker. But you're wrong. I'm sorry. Okay? That's okay. Because you have a couple more questions, okay? So our next question is, I was in the house for exactly 33 days.
No. False.
False. So you're saying that I was in the house less or longer, but I was not in there for 33 days, correct?
Yes. You were in there longer. You were there for a while.
Ooh, I like your style, girl. You are correct. So I'm going to actually have Mr. Luan, if that's okay with you.
Yes.
He's going to ask you the last question, Caitlin, and good luck.
Thank you.
When Michelle won HOH on her season, true or false, in her basket, her choice of cereal was Fruity Pebbles.
Oh!
Ooh, stumped her.
No, she just dropped off.
No!
Oh, no!
No, I thought she was really stumped.
I thought she was
going to
answer. No!
I'm like, oh, damn, you stumped her, fucking Luan.
Hey, Jerry, while I have the opportunity, we'll wait, and hopefully Caitlin calls right back in. You need to extend the show, sweetie.
Already done.
Well, guess what? I will tell you one thing.
There
we already
is.
Know who won. Okay, so
Hold on. You said she's there. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yes. Caitlin, thank you so much for calling back, babe. Are you there?
Caitlin, we're not hearing you if you hear us.
Caitlin is not happy about this shit. I'm not happy either, girl. All right. Well, we lost Caitlin.
Hello? I'm back.
Caitlin?
Oh, gosh, Caitlin.
Yes.
Where did you go, girl?
My call was lost. That's Florida for you. The weather.
That's right. So
did you hear?
The Fruity Pebbles?
Yes.
I love Fruity Pebbles, and I think you and I are a lot alike, Michelle, so I'm going to say true.
Correct.
Okay. Caitlin, you are correct.
Are we going to bring them back on?
Let's bring them back on.
Okay, so let's bring them all up.
And Brad,
I'll do it.
Hello?
Okay,
we're all there.
Welcome.
All right, so we have Anne Marie. Who else we have on? Caitlin, we have everybody on?
Yep.
Okay.
We have everybody on.
Okay. Yep. So we're going to first go to Anne-Marie.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys we all asked you three questions.
Mm-hmm.
Luan was a part of it. Thank you so much, Luan. And
you're very welcome.
I just wanted to spite you. Anyway, we asked you three questions. So, Anne-Marie, we asked you three questions. You got one right. Is that correct?
Yes.
I guess.
Okay.
Fruity Pebbles.
I'm sorry, Emery, but unfortunately, you did not win Dan's overalls.
Oh.
Oh. You know, he could. You know,
oh, sorry.
Think about it like this. He could have done some damage in those overalls.
I know what I'm saying.
He could eat some beans.
I'm glad I could play.
Sure. No, he could have left.
Thanks, Emery.
You never know.
Good night.
Emery,
the good
news is we're going to keep doing this every show for the next 6 weeks, so keep coming back to the show. We're going to have amazing prizes, so keep coming back.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Take care.
Okay.
Okay, now we're on to...
Who do we have left, Sherry?
Caitlin and Barb.
Caitlin and Barb. Barb.
Yes.
You know, I asked you three questions, right?
Uh-huh.
And so we have Caitlin, who is technically a newbie. Caitlin, we asked you three questions, correct?
Yes.
And one of you guys won. There's no tiebreaker, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys ready to hear?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I am very happy to say and sadly to say that, Caitlin, I'm so happy that you came on to Manic Mondays.
Me too.
And, you know, it would be so awesome for you to win, like, you know, your first time here and, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But, oh, God, Caitlin, I'm sorry. You actually got two questions right, and you got one wrong. But guess what? You know what? You still did so great. You did wonderful. Two out of three is still great, but unfortunately, it wasn't the best tonight. Thank you so much for being a part of it. And guess what? You have your chance to be able to be a part of it, but thank you so much. Do you have anything else you want to say before you go? Because you rock.
It was a lot of fun being here. This is like the highlight of my week. Thank you for taking me on. It was great. Congratulations to the winner.
Thank you. And come. This is a great show. Come back every week.
I will.
Caitlin, I need you to stay on the air with me because I need to get your address so we can send you that BB10 hat. Okay.
Oh,
yes, that's important.
Yes.
I also want
you are still a winner, Caitlin, girlfriend. Well, girl.
Michelle just interrupted Paul.
As nobody is, like,
her
oh, my God, wow. This is the same.
So what I wanted to say, I wanted to ask Caitlin if she heard who is going to be on from Big Brother in coming weeks. Were you listening during that moment?
Yeah, I heard Luan was coming on, then I heard Evil Dick, and who else is coming on?
Enzo will be on next week.
Enzo, yeah, and possibly
All right, so come on back, Caitlin. I just wanted to make sure that you came back. All right, sweetie.
Here.
I'm going to go in the spinning room and get her address, and I'll be right back.
Isn't she just cute as a bun? I just want to bite her. Thank you so much, girlfriend.
Thank you.
Love you.
Oh, my God, Miss Barb, you won.
Yes!
You won.
Now I can put it up against the wall with your unitard picture you signed for.
Oh, my God. Yes. You have won Dan's filthy, encrusted, crusted overalls, stained and used and abused.
I will put some Febreze on it before I seal it up.
Febreze the shit out of that.
Another thank you to John Crocker. Thank you, John.
Oh, thanks, John. I appreciate it.
John, thank you so much.
We really appreciate it.
And, you know, thank you so much for, you know, being a part of the game. And congratulations once again. You deserved it. And you are a true BB fan, girl.
Now, if nobody calls in the next few weeks, I will be calling in. So you guys got to call in during the contest here.
That's a threat.
There you go, Barb.
You just heard a threat. Disclaimer. Threat.
All right.
Whatever.
Our Minnesota chatter. I love our fan from Minnesota. Barb is from Minnesota. In case you guys didn't know, yeah, sure, you betcha.
No, we didn't know, but thank you very much, Mr. Poole. Okay,
By the way, Barb,
you know, before you go, Barb, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Can you let us know who your faves, who's your least faves, and who's your favorite mentor?
Okay, of course, Janelle, absolute favorite mentor. She's my home girl.
Uh-huh.
Absolute fave. I like Will. He just cracks me up. And, gosh, now I got to think of a player that I like second. Probably Ian, just because he just loves the game so much.
He was a creepy guy that creep around the house and lay underneath people's sofas and crawl through windows. I like your style. Starting to see the type of person
you are. He won my heart with going through all of the people evicted from every single season.
That was pretty hot, though, right?
Yes.
Right?
That was great.
Oh, kind of gave you a single down south, right, girl?
Yep. Now, and the worst, I call her Dungeon Girl. I just do not like her. I just don't, can't put a thing exactly on it, but I just don't like her. And then, I don't know, right now I'm getting really tired of Willie. He's a good player, but he forgets that he didn't win HOH. He was given HOH.
But
so we'll have to see
it wasn't
how he
his
plays.
Choice. It wasn't
exactly.
His choice, like, either
for
way.
Anything.
So I
right.
think he has to kind of do what he has to do, even with how people were putting, you know, the whole Russell thing and everybody's head. I think he kind of had to do it, don't you think?
Kind of, but it's just the forgetting that he didn't win the HOH. He keeps on saying, well, next time I win. And it's like, no, there wasn't the first time you won, darling. So he just needs to be knocked down a peg, and then he'll realize, okay, yeah. Because he's got the whole
Am
game tied in.
Am I the only one that noticed there was no pictures in the HOH room?
Okay,
no,
don't
I
they always
that.
Do that, though, the first week because they don't
no.
have time to...
No,
there's always pictures. Believe me.
Well,
so
maybe they were waiting until he fessed up who he was, so they didn't want to put any family pictures.
Thank you. That's a better reasoning. I agree with you.
Good point, Barb.
Oh, my thank you.
Very good point.
I do have somebody that's been on hold for a long time that will be coming on, and I just want her to know anytime that she wants to come on and share a little behind the scenes info with us, just push the one, Deb. When you're ready to be behind the scenes info.
Ooh, we like that. But we thank you so much for being part of the game. We hope that you had a good time. And
I did.
Congrats on winning dance overalls. OMG, girlfriend, you wear them with pride.
I'll pass on the wearing them. I'm just going to frame them.
Don't even say.
Especially
after you
wear
them.
The underwear and the swimming trunks all season.
No.
So I'm going to just Febreze the hell out of it, and then I'll hang them up in a
You're
going to
be wearing a piece of hay in your mouth and chewing it and spitting in a canteen. Don't even play, homie.
All right. Thanks for calling, Barb.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Smooches,
then,
girlfriend. We love you.
So now you guys
everybody...
have my address?
You know what? Stick on, and Cherry will get that from you. Okay, girl?
Okay, great. Great.
Thank you so much. Okay, so we need to get the show going because I actually need to get going because I'm going to be doing Evil Dick's recap in a little bit. Paul, did you have something to say?
I just want to tell people we did extend the show, but sometimes when it reaches its normal time, which will be in 1 minute, the sound cuts off. So if that happens, just go ahead and refresh and go ahead and bring up Deb there, Jerry. And while you're bringing him up, I will play this from the live feeds, and this will kind of go into what she's going to talk about.
Let's do some shout-outs to your wife.
No, that's the only way you can knock me off track.
And my mom.
Your mom's name is?
Anne.
And
who else did you shout out to?
I knew that because of Violet.
Survivor Socks,
Elevote Big Brother.
We only have 1 minute left for shout-outs.
You want to be?
At Janelle Pierzina, Twitter follower.
That's my mom and, like, my friend Deb that's running it, though.
It's running it? Yeah, but they're still giving insight into what's going on in Janie's head.
Please put on your
mic. No, I might not follow you, Dan.
I think you do. No, I think you do.
I do follow.
I think I got excited when I saw Janelle Pierzina is now following you. Like, Jane, you following me, really?
Starstruck.
I'm following you.
Were you nervous
when
you were out there? Because I was really nervous. When we came here?
I heard. Like, I was in a holding room. And Julie.
So, welcome to the show, Deb. I am wondering now, I sent a DM to probably you when the crazies were out there. Did you get my DM? Because I was like Dan. I got so excited when Janie followed me on Twitter. Hi, Deb.
Hey.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
Debbie.
Now, for the record, while I am technically running her Twitter, her sister is also running it, and I have not made any posts. So that is a disclaimer that none of the stuff on her Twitter has come from me.
Oh. Ooh. So you're saying that you possibly could be somebody that's posting.
Well, I mean, she did say I was running her Twitter. That's why, you know. So, and there's like two or three people who have access to it, but I haven't posted anything myself. I think her sister is the main person. Other than, and I don't know if y'all heard this the other night, and the reason that I'm telling this is because she did admit the other night that it was herself who posted the fake grease pics.
Right.
Ooh.
Everybody was talking about that.
The fake grease pic in Asia. We love it.
And
it looks like she's in an Asian club. Like, what the hell is that about?
Well, the actual story on that, this is the way it was supposed to go down, because she left for the show that Sunday. She had sent me pics. Now, I didn't realize that. I thought these were pics from an old trip, you know, that she was going to use and, you know, that we were going to use or whatever. I didn't know she had taken all of but one off the internet. Well, I would have talked her out of it because,
you know.
Janelle, love her to death. She's a great friend and all of that. But she's not as internet savvy as some people are. So it doesn't click with her that people are going to look this stuff up. So I'm thinking she's sending me pictures from an old trip or whatever, and we're going to try to fool the fans or whatever. So she sends me these pics and tells me, you know, obviously, she knows I can figure out the time difference, all of that stuff. So, but she did tell me she's going to send a picture of her from, she's going to send an airport picture. So, again, I'm thinking she's going to send it, you know, something from an old trip. So she posted that one picture on Saturday, you know, trying to give herself enough time to get to Greece the next day. And then right after that happened, you know, just immediately everybody, you know, knew about it. But it was fake because they looked it up. And
that
she, like,
amazing.
Texted me. She's like, what is wrong with these people? not what is wrong with them, but how do these people know this? I said, Janelle, they're smart. I said, some of them are a little crazy. Now, I'm not saying the people who looked it up are necessarily crazy, but people do get a little obsessed, and you guys know this.
Yeah.
I said, Janelle, they're smart. I said, how many of those pictures that you sent me to post were from the internet? Well, all but one.
Oh, no.
Which was the one?
Oh, boy. The one that you put up. Holy shit.
And the whole thing was, and I told her this, I said, Janelle, they don't even think you're going on the show. So there's not, I mean, nobody was believing that Janelle would go on the show because, you know, they were doing the whole thing about she wouldn't leave her baby and all of that stuff. So they didn't, you know, all these spoilers were coming out at one time and stuff like that. So that was part of the reason she wanted to do it, to throw people off. But I said, Janelle, they don't even believe you're going on anyway. You know, they don't
So what's your thoughts on, I'm going to have to ask it. on baby Janelle's baby Twitter. I mean, Violet. It's a little crazy.
Which one? The Janelle
that I actually think is the baby. It's Janelle's baby, and it's all crazy stuff.
You know, I don't know if a fan did that or maybe her sister did. I'm not sure.
No, I think a fan did that because her sister would never say the things that baby said.
I know that. Janelle, you know, which like her sister or whoever responded to it, but I think a fan may have done it or something I don't know for sure, to kind of counter that other Janelle's baby stupid account, which is completely ridiculous.
It's a little silly. Hold on, did you see those tweets from baby Janelle?
I did.
I'll tell you what, though, it's pretty hilarious. Like, who has the time to do things like this?
Like Dev said, I mean, people, we don't want to call them crazy.
Yeah, I call them crazy.
They have a lot of time. They will do whatever. They have a lot of time, honey.
They have no job and a lot of time.
Well, that person who did that is a hater. You know, there's no other way around that. It's not just a crazy person, it's a hater.
And
Janelle has had a lot of haters over the years. She's got some of the same ones, and I know their names and stuff, and they're haters. And she knew that going into that, and she didn't really give a flying.
Gosh, don't we all have haters? Line them up and shoot them out. You know what I'm saying?
We don't have enough
bullets for that.
Yeah.
Amen.
When this. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say I want you to stay on with us because it's been too damn long. I love hearing you again, but I do want to give Michelle an opportunity so she doesn't run out of time if she needs to leave right now to say her goodbyes, and we'll keep the other people on the phone. How does that sound?
That's good,
Michelle.
Well, unfortunately, I have to go because I need to be on Dick's recap show, which is going to be coming up soon. I hope you guys all can watch that. Mr. Lawan, wonderful. Always, every week, we love to hear back from you.
Cool.
Love, adore you. And, it's very difficult for somebody who just left Big Brother to experience this. So I'm glad that you're here to experience that with us.
I'm glad you're holding my hand during the process. Thank you, my
We friend. Are here for you. We know, we totally understand, and we know what you're going through. And please, everybody loves the one. Deb, my little Deb, I just want to bite you. I just want to take a little chunk out of Deb. Love her to pieces. Deb hates me, but I just love her inside. And I got a little special thing for little Deb. It's like a little Deb cake. I just want to fucking bite it up. But thank you so much for... I know you bite back. That's why we don't see, you know, the same. No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Deb. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. So happy about John Crocker. I think he rocks. Thank you so much for taking the time out. And the special things that he's giving out is amazing. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. I just want to let you guys all know that I am going to be leaving for Portugal in a few weeks. We will be figuring out what we're doing. But we have so... Yeah, we will be going to Portugal, bitches. But we will have so many people. Lawan, maybe Lawan could take over while I'm gone. Ooh.
That would be fun.
That would be great, yeah. That would be awesome. Well, if it's something that works in your schedule, you could be exactly who I would want to fill in my shoes. So if that works out for you,
give me your schedule.
August 2nd to the 15th, I'm going to be in Portugal. So whatever Mondays fit in there, I believe it's two Mondays. So the other thing is, I actually was participating this weekend in Tough Mudder. I can barely walk. I am sun poisoned. I can barely walk, breathe, talk. I am cut from head to toe. but I also got to share it with a lot of people from Team Reality, which was Patrick and Mark from Biggest Loser, Jim from Expedition Impossible, and Ryan, who put together the team. And I also was able to do it with a couple other people, Greg and whatever, but we spent some great time. So thank you, guys, and I hope you guys will watch Dick's recap, because you guys, it's going to be me and Jesse and definitely Enzo and Hayden. Enzo will be on next week. So, all right, you guys, I got to go. I love you guys. And
love you.
Thank you guys again.
Lamont, you can stay on with us if you like.
Lamont, stay on. Deb, stay on. Lamont, you can go.
I have to go, my love.
Okay,
I love you, but I'm going to go, you guys. Bye, guys.
Love you, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
Talk to you soon. Have fun over at Dick's.
Lawan.
Yeah.
You take care. I'll see you on
Twitter. I love
Twitter.
You all. I'm going to call y'all next week, okay?
We love to have you call in every Monday, babe.
All right,
we look
baby.
Forward
love
to
you all.
It. Love you too, babe.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh,
how did we lose Deb?
I told her not to hang up. I know she's definitely going to watch Jesse. I just wanted to hear her respond to that. Anyway, all of a sudden it's just you and me, Cherry. Kind of quiet in here now.
It is. I want to say just mad, crazy props to John Crocker. I just can't thank him enough for doing this for Manic Monday. He is giving up something so, so special to him that he has had in his collection for so long, and he is sharing it with us and with our special listeners. And that is such an honor, such a special,
absolutely,
special honor. And I mean, John Crocker, you just can't find a better person in this world.
You know what? We have for years, ever since we've known John, people, you know, say what a nice guy he is. But this
John
is
and
such,
Harlan both are just so wonderful.
Yeah,
and
this is just awfully special. And, yes, thanks so much, John. We might be getting out of here early. We're never early, are we, Cherry?
No.
But
we've extended the show, so this is not early, but we might not have to go all the way up to the one-minute mark of going into
podcast. Say, by the way,
podcast.
I want to ask you, because I have been so wrapped up in watching feeds and that type of thing, I have taken time out to do some of those clips, those new clips. It was a new opener tonight and some other clips that we played tonight. But I did not watch, I actually forgot about it and have to re-record it, but did you watch the new episodes of Mob Wives Chicago or Big Ange? And because I haven't, were they any good if you did watch them?
They were, absolutely.
Oh, good.
Both of them were.
All right. Because I do remember the Mob Wives ending last week with an upcoming get together, and when I
and
found the reader,
boy,
when
was
I saw
it a get together.
when I saw the description of the episode as I recorded a repeat of it, I go, "Holy cow, this has got to be a good one." So I just wanted to ask you.
And it ends like in the middle of. I don't want to give you too much detail, but.
No, so it's a teaser. It's in the middle of a fight that will continue into next episode.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So,
I love those kind.
Yes. So next week is sure to be good too.
I want to give an on-air shout out because she joined us a little bit late, but she stuck with us till the end. To Oregon Pammy.
Pammy.
So nice to see you.
I actually posted something on her Facebook wall. I actually posted something on her Facebook wall to say that we've missed her, and I hope that she could make it to the show. I just love her dearly, and I've missed her, and just wanted to say that, when I don't see her for a while, I think of her and I just miss her. So I'm so glad that she was able to step by and say hi to us.
As far as music goes, we have a couple of announcements that happened today. And when I talk music, I can't help but think about the great Saturday afternoon radio show, the DJ with the golden voice, Chi-Town Joe on Chi-Town Live. And today we lost a couple of legendary musicians, one being the first, what was called the first female country superstar, Kitty Wells, who was 92. And the other is the amazing, amazing musician, Hammond organ player, keyboard artist for Deep Purple, John Lord, died today at 71 years old. And I started watching some YouTubes of his performances, and the guy is absolutely amazing.
You aren't didn't hear Smoke on the Water and the things that he did. And, you know, you don't hear musicians playing the old Hammond organs and that kind of music anymore. It's everything is all technical and synthesized.
Technical. I played the new Big Brother opener and Cherry goes, "Is it supposed to do that?"
Is it supposed to sound like that?
The new Big Brother theme this season. They didn't play it on the premiere, but on the second episodes when they're showing all the house guests, they play the Big Brother theme, and it's got a little bit of that techno sound with the record player, you know, like they do in rap, going that type of thing. And Cherry goes, "Paul, is it supposed to sound like that?" And I go,
"It sounds like it's skipping."
I said, "Get used to it. That's the new intro song now." So anyway, I wanted to bring that up as far as who we lost again today, and to thank Joe for his great show and his promotion of the Rad Reality Show. And
you can catch Joe at Seacoast International Radio.com on Saturdays at 3:30 Central, 4:30 Eastern. He's on for 3 straight hours, and he's got a chat room there that you can hang out and chat, or you can just play it on your radio of choice as you're driving around and listen to the wonderful music that he plays. And he plays some great stuff. This guy knows.
Oh yeah, he does. And
he plays some
wonderful
stuff.
I also wanted to mention, for those that may not have heard it, why we did not see NC Beach Gal, North Carolina Beach Gal, our friend Dina, last week told us that she would not be making Monday night shows. You want to touch on that, Cherry?
Yeah, she has a very, very, very dear friend who they just found out that she only has 6 months to live, and the rest of her girls in her group got together and decided that on Monday nights they were going to sort of recreate different holidays. So one Monday night might be Christmas, one might be Easter, one might be Thanksgiving, but they were going to recreate as many holidays as they could while her friend was still alive, and just do holidays on Monday nights and try to have as much fun with this friend as they could while she was still here. And so Dina is sharing quality time with a very dear friend, and I just, God bless her and her friend. I know what that's like to be losing somebody very dear to you, and I just, my heart goes out to her. So we understand why she's not here, and I wish the best to all of them. My heart
as well
breaks for them.
Now, Cherry, just in case Joe wants to grab it from here instead of us sending him the file, one thing that I did not include in our Friday promo that I created, I was not able to include the time of the show. So before you play that promo, which is
Where did I put it?
I got it.
Okay. Say, you know, give the times either at the end or, you know, in the beginning before you play it, okay?
Okay. And I was about to do that anyway. So.
Cool.
At 2 p.m. Eastern Time, at 1 p.m. Central Time, or at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, we hope you can join us, and here's why.
Come back Friday show. We'll be here during the lunchtime. Take your lunch break. If you work, take a little lunch break.
The Rad Reality Show, the roundtable discussion about Big Brother on Blog Talk Radio.
And we got Cowboy!
Oh, wow. What a show, what a show. But in a way... But in a way...
Absolutely. It's good to have true fans out there. I really love doing it for the fans. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
That was a great clip made by our wonderful Paul for our Friday roundtable show with Cowboy to talk Big Brother 14 on the roundtable show at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, or 11 a.m. if you're on the Pacific side of the nation. And we... had one show so far, and it was a blast. So we hope you'll join us again on Friday for that show. And I know Cowboy's got a lot planned for that as well. So
Robert Ducky, you're the one. You're going to have to have those pictures been posted yet? And I also thought, you know, you're going to have to write down kind of the contest rules so that we don't take long in describing this because last week was the first time, but are those pictures of what he has already posted? I haven't checked. Sure.
I will get the picture put up on my Facebook, and I'll see if I can get it put up on the Rad Reality Show Facebook as well.
Okay, so. I can't think of anything else. You probably have notes if we didn't cover anything, Cherry. So let's take it.
That's about it for me.
All right.
So I think this one's a wrap. I hope you all will join us on Friday. I'm going to close this out with Ron. And... if I can find it, I think Paul uploaded a new clip that I can play. Did you upload that new one?
It is, should be the 1 minute 29 second 6 space A. Not the 6 without a space A, but 6 space A on August 5th, 2010. Does that show up?
Oh, there we go. Okay. There's so many of them on here. Okay. I'm going to close this out with a new clip from Ron that Paul just gave me to play today. Good night, everyone. Take care. And here's Ron.
I'm going to close the show off with a song. It's a song that means something to me, and I just want to say thank you. But, you know, you guys all mean something to me, and this is the best way to close off the show, and it's what I say to you guys every time I think about you guys, and I love you guys. And
just came to praise the Lord.
thank you guys. Come back. I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys so much. And I do praise the Lord for everything he did today. He's been good to me. Thank you.
Oh, man. I miss you, Ron. Thank you all so much for being here with us, keeping Ron's show alive. Take care, everyone.